Hello,
It's stopped
everybody.
now.
Oh my god. Interrupting. How
Yeah,
dare you? Welcome, everybody. This is Low Up Lounge, episode
5.
Yeah, 5.
Five.
I'm already
Wow.
losing it on what episode we're on. But
Goals.
goals is to, get lost on whatever episode you're on. But yeah, welcome in all. We're going to be talking about lack of progression in the gaming industry. Just to like a idea of what we're going to get into is what is pushing companies to become better gaming industries or companies, as in quality of their games, quality of their consoles, just I don't know, for the recent news of like having Expedition 33 having a small core developer team, people are going to be like, oh, it wasn't a small team. Well, there's a lot of people who get to throw their names on the bottom of the credits. People don't understand there's roughly about 30 people corely working on the game, physically working on the game. And that game has put a dent, I feel like, in a lot of companies showing that this small team can make a game just as good as a Final Fantasy remake or 16. But that's what we're going to get into, where the lack of progression in the gaming industry. Now, do you think in the progression of games moving in a relatively consistent manner, or do you think
Yeah,
it's kind of spread out through
it's
the
being
years?
repetitiveness. That's all it's being.
Repetitive?
They're doing what's been working. Using going to use Call of Duty as a perfect example.
Oh,
What
Jesus.
works,
That is like
it keeps coming out every year. Fairly much done. It's just a repetitive thing. If something throws a wrench in that repetitiveness, good example still with them. Remaster. Oh, there we go. Back on track. And that's all it's been for. And then you get, like you said, with Expedition, you get those gems that kind of pop out, whatever. And we've had a couple recently that's been kind of showing their face more. So hopefully that kind of gives those big developers a little kick. But I honestly don't, unless they can actually think of a good idea, because we're in the age right now that everything is remake or trying to continue on until the brand's dead.
Yeah,
That's going with anything in the world.
right. I do agree with that, but I feel like some companies that keep continuing the big name titles, such as say like Resident Evil or Final Fantasy, they actually are good usually. They're if it fits the, I mean, how do I put this? It's. I feel like to me it's they're not missing on those games. You know what I'm saying? Like you have
Well,
like companies like Bungie.
it helps that it's not a yearly new thing for them. They have
Right, they have like
years
few years in between.
or
What was
more to
it?
work on.
Final Fantasy or not Final Fantasy?
You're stuck on that.
No, Resident Evil 8 Village. That came out 4 or 5 years ago, I think 5 years ago, and they're just now releasing RE9 Requiem. That'll be next year. So you're looking at about roughly 5 or 6 years span on working on those games, but we did have RE4 remake,
Yeah,
and then,
they threw those in there, and that could be good and bad, but the problem is the also niches in it with taking so long and everything, which yes, it's good to make it where it's good. You could have, perfect example, Duke Nukem spend all those years and
making a shitty ass
you
game.
just threw gasoline on the fire that was already there. So it's there's point pros and cons, but you got to keep those pros above those cons before that scale tips too far.
And personally, I think Pokemon's one of those games that's not being consistent. I think it's kind of declining in their progression, personally, but I also think that was them being held back on utilizing the Switch one. Now, since they got the Switch 2, of course, the game runs smoother, looks better. But it kind of like those other games that released on Switch 1, just it put them in the hole 6 feet deep. I feel like now, since they got the Switch 2, there's a good chance like Pokemon A to Z might be actually good.
I've been hearing a lot of bad about it, but it's wait for it to come out and see first, obviously.
I mean, yeah. I love Pokemon. I'm a huge fan, but like...
The other thing is everybody's getting tired of the repetitiveness, and that's what they've always been stuck in. They want to keep it the same, you know, and make minor changes. And then with the Switch, they finally broke out of that a little bit with the open world type stuff.
And yeah, everything. With Arceus and Scarlet and Violet. But
it's...
Sword and Shield was kind of like a mix of both.
But it's still, they're going... starting to go back into their what they're comfortable in and going back to do a little bit of changes here, change the color on this character, and there.
But I think some people do the minor changes. So like in Scarlet and Violet, they added the terraforms, which was the bigger change to the game. But I wasn't a fan. You can call me old-fashioned, I guess. I would like to just play another version of, like, Ruby, Sapphire, or Gold and Silver.
Just make it like Skyrim. Just take the first game and just put it out on everything.
Well, it was crazy as they tried that. They did the Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, which was technically yellow.
Mm-hmm. Never touched
but it was very, it was just, it was linear. But I mean, it did bring back that nostalgia feel of yellow.
I heard it had a lot of success, so that's probably why it was, because they went that. But then,
me personally,
stick to it.
Any Pokemon game in the future should be more like Arceus, just better. More greenery, more Pokemon. They just make all your Pokemon games in that format of an open world.
I'm surprised they're, well, not really surprised, but they need an open world game that's out there that's not strictly Nintendo. And
we gotta look, Zelda Breath of the Wild and Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Well, I'm saying like a open world multi, like an MMO type game where.
Right.
That would probably bring so in a huge crowd.
You know that game I was talking about on Steam is called Tim Tim? It's multi... You can see other players in the world, and it's just like Pokemon. You have your team, but also, like you were talking about, it's like, why hasn't Pokemon made their Pal World version?
Which, speaking of Pal World... other than that lawsuit, Nintendo might have a lawsuit coming at them for... a patent that's another issue going on with the AZ or whatever, is they're claiming something that's to something else, and they right now that in the works of going after them for that, it's talking about whether it will or not and pass. I don't know, because they are on their own turf on that one. So
I don't know.
I hate all that shit.
That stuff drives me insane.
Make a game for everybody to enjoy. Whether someone copies it, if it's not like a frame-by-frame copy, yes, Power, there was a lot of that you can tell a lot of Pokemon. But they changed a lot of the shit.
I mean, you had fucking guns that you can kill.
Well, not that, just the creatures did not look exactly... By picture, they did not look the same. Yes, they probably had like different like features.
There's a lot of games that do the quote unquote, you know, like this Pokemon is basically this Pokemon, but they're not the same. Different color schemes, they look different, but you can tell they had references between them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't matter.
I remember seeing something. Pokemon's actually a copy of something that's even older.
Oh, Dragon Quest.
Is it Dragon Quest? Yep. I can't remember what the hell it was. I remember just seeing it, I'm like, huh, didn't even notice. I just enjoyed this stuff. I didn't pay attention to any of
but
that.
But I mean, to me, like, yeah, they look kind of similar, but they're still different to me.
Yeah.
But look, Dragon Quest didn't sue Nintendo for Pokemon or Game Freak at the time being.
Yeah, I don't think they could do anything now. Well, no. How this day works, I won't be surprised, honestly.
God, yeah, you really don't know, but...
Anywho.
Either way, I think Nintendo is a hit and miss. They're very inconsistent. Yeah. Xbox, I think they're consistent, but I think they know what sells the game and know how it'll...
They're willing to take the different leaps.
Yes. Because look at Outer Worlds, Clockwork Revolutions, just recently, Helldivers getting put on Xbox, putting like all their games on every platform, Gears of War Reloaded being on all platforms. So Xbox is willing to take risks to put their games on all platforms. Now, for their core developing teams or gaming companies, I feel like they didn't really take much risk with like Halo Infinite, a big multiplayer game that has a huge fan base. It didn't get popular, which kind of sucks. But I feel like they do make some good decisions for the gaming community. No. Sony, I think they do. They're very consistent with their single player games. Multiplayer games? No. They suck, I think. They don't like playing nice with everybody either.
No.
But I feel like they're like inching their way there. And I mean inching, like putting their games on Steam after like a several month release, you know, of the main game.
Yeah, but that was also because Xbox couldn't touch it at the time. Now they can, so we're going to see how that change, if that change, or...
I mean, it could change. Sony could be like, well, no, we're going to put...
They've been fighting this whole time, being stingy about it, and they're like, look, you're still going to make your money.
I mean, Xbox and PlayStation had a meeting or something, because remember at the game showcase, they showed that remake in 16, or 16 now is purchable and playable on Xbox.
I didn't notice that.
And remake will be later this holiday season, I think. Something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7 Remake. Or Rebirth.
I think it's during, like, Christmas time.
Yeah. I think when the handheld
maybe
gets dropped. But
could be definitely wrong.
But those were solely, like, Sony for 5 years. Or remake, like 4 years, and 16. Has it been like a year already for that game? So it's been very close to a year, I think.
Been a while. I say they can all still make their games that are Sony based, Microsoft based, Nintendo. Put it on there for everybody to be able to enjoy. Yes, you won't get the huge payout if it's bought on, like Pokemon bought on Xbox. But you're still going to be bringing in that money for the ones that won't touch it. Like me. I don't really care for the Switch too much. I've only thought about it for my wife and son. Other than that, I really don't care.
Listen.
It doesn't have enough for me to invest into that. One or two Pokemon games, that's about it. I'm like, that's not worth $250 to me.
I mean, for you. Just for you. I mean, like I said, you're not yucking no one's yum.
Right, I'm saying that's just
personally you. Yeah.
If it's for the family, that's a little different because they have so much more. So it's like, okay.
I mean, like for me, I played Breath of the Wild. I played Tears of Kingdom. I played Sword and Shield. I played Scarlet and Violet. I played all the Mario Kart.
Never a Mario Kart fan. Wife loves it. I don't.
I like playing with my family. That's all.
Yeah, I get that.
Also beat them. Make sure to tell them who's the boss around here.
You know, like one of those videos, kid wins, and you're like, rematch? Okay. And take your hat or grab a hat and just put it on backwards.
Dad, can you let me win once? Sure, kid. What was the, it was the TikTok I sent you. The father and son were playing, I think it was Mario Kart.
It was something.
And the kid looks back over, his dad's in a full NASCAR suit.
Oh, yeah.
And flips his visor down and... And the kid's like, no!
So,
We touched base on the next point, which is cool because we like literally led into it without even knowing it. I forgot what everything that's on here. Next thing would be super cool because it would be a next thing that we know that another company would work with another industry.
Yeah. I had to do it just because I read comments a couple days ago.
Gears of War being playable on the PlayStation in August with the Gears of War Reloaded, and not on Switch 2, but do you see, like, in the future, like, Nintendo letting Gears of War games being playable on their system?
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
I see.
I feel like whenever they come out...
Why wouldn't they? They've let Skyrim, so why wouldn't they let Gears? Well, Skyrim's everywhere.
Well...
It's like a fungus.
I think that was released on Switch before, like, Xbox owned Bethesda.
I don't know. No, I think they owned them. I don't know, either or. They still... It's like a fungus. It grows everywhere. And if it's there, then the others are going to be there.
Listen, if Cyberpunk can be on the Switch 2...
There's another one.
Everything else can be. Look, Nintendo is making the next... Basically, it's Bloodborne 2. What was it called? I forget what it was called, the game. But it's basically Bloodborne 2 that everybody wanted, but PlayStation wasn't wanting to make it. But Nintendo decided, hey, we're going to make it. Now, that is huge. That style of game being ran on the Switch 2? Crazy. Because you know how big those game, those worlds are.
I'll say we'll have to see how it goes, too, because...
Yeah, I'm super interested. Oh, I did watch gameplay of a streamer play Street Fighter 6. Have an HDR on, letting it run at like 120 frames on the Switch 2, and it looked good. Like, and it had like an auto adjust for quality for like 1080p to 1440. It still looked actually really good, which is kind of surprising. And he used like his own arcade sticks and stuff.
Yeah.
And he said it like performed very well. So it's like the Switch 2 has made a big leap from Switch 1, which, God forbid, for taking so long. Yeah, I hope so.
It's nice, but they need to get rid of the quote-unquote lending factor they have in their clause or whatever. And for you don't own the, technically own the Switch. Switch 2, sorry.
I mean, it's just like games now. You do know that if they're in, we probably own so many games that have that.
Yeah, but I'm saying you get a console, especially something that's that expensive. It's like getting your computer or whatever, and it's like, oh, nope, you're renting it for the rest of your life. You don't have to pay the extras, but it's still renting. You damage it, we can take legal actions against you. That's stupid. Yeah, you pay that, it should be around. Games? Okay, I can understand a little more. But your consoles, your PCs, any hardware, once you pay that full flat price... It's yours. It's not a you're borrowing type deal. That's not how lending goes.
Oh, no. I totally agree with you on that. That so, I'd be...
Until they change that, I'm not getting a Switch 2. I don't care. I'm not chancing anything that they can pull. Because they have so many grounds that's open with that being there. So...
You kill me. I sometimes just want to laugh. Because I don't care. I'd probably still buy one.
And I say, I'm not going to do no... cheating stuff that others do. I don't care for none of that. It's just I don't like the legalities that are put on it that make it questionable with a lot of things.
What's funny is we probably have US is they probably existed when we've already owned things before.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Like we I don't think we've our brain as gamers and people who deep dive in these, all the details and all the tech or whatever, the small details, a lot of people dive into that hardcore. And I don't think we didn't dive hardcore into it whenever we had, like, the N64, the PS2, the 360.
Well, I don't think it was It might have been a little bit there, but I don't think as dramatic.
Especially
And
the PS5 has it.
they probably took a leap of faith with it and see how it goes, especially since games are going trying to go for $80 a pop now, fresh out.
Oh, speaking of that, $80 a pop. Borderlands 4 is only 70, not 80.
Oh, they backed down a little bit.
I saw it on Steam for pre-purchase for $70.
Ooh, they do listen to their fan base a little bit on that one.
Made me a little tempted. I was like, you're okay. You're siling. You're bringing me back down to ground.
And I say I, back on topic, I say I probably won't own it, but most likely it'll probably be a point that I will get it. I'm not gonna lie.
We gotta get it.
Why?
The 5 minutes I watched them walking through the open world with three people, it felt.
For what
It could
one?
be the Burning of Sword.
Oh, I was talking about the Switch. That's why I was
Oh,
confused
no, I'm
about.
talking
We're on
about
different
both.
wavelengths.
Four. F to Switch, Borderlands 4 is here now. The lack of progression, they have actually. A company who has
We
progressed
still need to
from
technically
three.
finish three. I
I,
didn't like the story, how
less
three
than.
was going.
None of them are open world.
No.
Two, this could be the closest thing I can get close to a grindy Destiny-like game.
Oh, Lord. They're
Guns,
already hooking
loot, listen. I love Destiny 1 and 2, but listen, Destiny 2, where it's at right now, ain't there for me. You can hate me. It's okay. I
Eventually, I'll
just.
get you hooked on PoE.
No. PoE 2. If PoE 2. Whenever their next stuff comes out, I want to get back into it. I just don't.
August.
That's fair. That's good.
As far as I
Because
know,
I
that's
have
when
no
the.
plans playing Reloaded because it's literally Gears 1 remastered and I can't stand the multiplayer. I suck. I'm not back in 2004. I don't even know what year it came out. I can't play that multiplayer style again. You're looking it up, aren't you?
Yep.
Well,
Go on, next topic.
with Gears being playable on the PlayStation, do you see Halo releasing on PlayStation or any other future console?
We've already went over this. I said yes, because I said about the Skyrim.
Yeah,
Oh,
but I
wait,
said
we're
Halo.
talking about Switch,
Halo
okay.
is like a exclusive to Microsoft.
So is Gears, and Gears is on
Nope,
there.
not anymore. Gears
No,
is.
not anymore, but I'm saying they were. So I can see all the exclusives going to PlayStation, if not maybe just yet, but they are probably in the works.
You know one thing? If Xbox and PlayStation lets some of their games get put on the Switch, I bet you Nintendo does not play fair and put any of their exclusives onto other platforms like Mario Kart,
Oh yeah.
Zelda,
Oh yeah,
or
no,
Pokemon.
it's going to be, but right now their big one is with PlayStation first, and then probably after that it's probably going to be Nintendo's going to be a hard one. That is going to be a very hard one to break because they have been doing it for so long. So it's that one. That's a later down the line. Watch and see how that goes. I seen that being a long push, and real quick, forgotten this topic. It was November 7th of 06 that Gears 1 came out.
06, I was 2 years early.
So,
I was a
getting
wee
there.
lad. I was a little 11.
Do you think Xbox needs to focus more on first party titles?
What? Where are you at?
I'm right there. Aren't you? Was the first one?
No, we're on the whirly. I scrolled. We're on the very first topic.
Oh.
See, this guy does not pay attention.
We'll do that one first, and we can skip back.
Okay. Do you
I already
think.
read it.
Yes, they need to. I think Xbox is they're putting too much of their focus into the fucking Activision Call of Duty shit.
Well, right now, but I can say with that one, it's because that's probably their biggest money at the moment.
Yeah, but I get it. But look, you need Bethesda. Bethesda. I feel like is getting on track to knowing what they're needing to do for games. And you got Todd Howard. I have faith in Todd Howard still putting Fallout franchise on a better track. He's they made another company do Oblivion remaster. Fantastic. As long as they can get another company to do like
lost faith in him with the Fungus Skyrim. Great game, but I lost faith with it constantly being revamped out until he broke a few feet off.
But look at how far Fallout 76 has come.
That has went a lot better than I thought it was going to.
I'm gonna put it in there in the same category as like No Man's Sky. What's the other one that got a huge revamp and like a lot of people came back to it? Oh, it's another big one.
It'll come back to us later. I'm not gonna try to think of it, but I know better. But I think
they need to focus on more. You're right. I think I agree with the statement or the question. They need to focus on first party games, as in, like, you know, you're.
Well, they've bought.
Like, for example, in the previous statement, your Days Gone, Ratchet and Clank, Ghost of Tsushima, those kind of games, God of Wars. They need those heavy. Like, expeditions on all platforms.
Well, now that they've got so many core different companies interlinked in them now. Because that's probably what's their. I want to say they probably have a chain of what they wanted to get to. They've gotten all that, so now they can start going, okay, you work on this, you work on this. This sounds good. What do you got? Okay, let's go with option two. And maybe it'll start bumping out some new titles.
What's crazy is, what we saw at Xbox Showcase, all those games are being released on PlayStation and Steam.
Yep.
Revolution Clockwork.
I don't see anything being exclusive only to Microsoft anymore. That's gone.
I think we're at a point where...
Which that needs to be gone. That's been an annoyance since Xbox and PlayStation both made their first console.
I think they're...
Well, actually, it's been longer than that.
In your response, I think I have a statement about that or something along the lines of... It is good in the gaming industry. It's always good to have competition. It's always good to have PlayStation having all their exclusives, and then Xbox having their exclusives, and Nintendo having their exclusives. That's how you get the purchases of, oh, I gotta have that console because the games are only on that system. I gotta have that console because like Gears is on it. I gotta have Nintendo because I gotta play my Pokemon games.
Yeah, but the problem with that.
I know, we ran out of money, and we come poor.
Yeah, I said, the old days, that was a little more. These days, with the economy and everything else, it's better going this route, because yes, it's not as high as a payout, probably, in the short run, but in the long run, which could be what they're thinking, it's the long game, and the competitiveness can come from the titles that come from that company, instead of, oh, it's only on this console, ooh, this company's mainly with this. They're getting a better look at compared to whoever's with Sony. I can't think of one that's exclusive to them.
God of Wars?
Well, I was trying to think of the actual name, not the game. Like the company name or something.
Santa Monica.
Yeah, it's not like that. So, that could be the new...
Or Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog's huge. Well, are they just only PlayStation now? Because they were both.
They made Jack and Daxter.
Didn't know they made Jack.
The Uncharted games.
Okay.
Is it Last of Us? No.
No. I don't remember who did them. I don't feel like looking it up.
Yeah, either way. I mean, but Naughty Dog is a huge company. They were very successful with their games. Now, with these first parties we're talking about releasing on Xbox from place, letting any of their first parties title release on Xbox. We already discussed this. Yeah, we want them all. Everybody should be on all platforms. But foreseeing that Nintendo is going to be the greedy bastards that they are usually, more than PlayStation. And it sounds like we always hate on PlayStation more than Nintendo.
Well, it's because Nintendo is a very confined
and also the
amount.
Well, and also I can't hate Nintendo because they always win the fun factor every time. I love that. But for example, do you ever see the X amount of games I've written down here? God of War, Uncharted, Dax and Dax, any future Jax and Daxter games, Last of Us Part 1, 2, Horizon Zero Dawn, Bloodborne, Days Gone, Ratchet & Clank, Ghost of Tsushima, Astro Bot. Dear God, speak.
Here, I can slap you a little bit. Wake you
I
up.
Might need it. But no, like those big heavy titles, do you ever see those gonna be on Xbox?
I can see it possibly be on Xbox, especially if they weed PlayStation down some more, because they've been giving them chances, trying to talk to them. So hopefully it works, especially with Steam siding with them now and working with them.
With the real tester is whenever the handheld comes out, when we see this big update.
Yeah, because we've only seen some videos and everything. I know some like big content creators have gotten a test version or whatever of it.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd be able to like go to the launcher, press play on the game, and it launches on there.
I don't know. I know they are very strict of what they could show, which it's still in full development. They're not 100% release date and everything. So, yes, I expect it to be more under wraps until it's closer, then it could be talked about. But, yeah, I can see one day how things are going. It'll be a one day. I don't know how soon that'll be. Them sharing games.
It's been 84 years.
But Nintendo, that's a whole nother ballpark that that'll probably take like 3 podcasts alone to go through the bread and butter, because that's...
I'm all out of butter.
That's a later down the line of maybe seeing once PlayStation melds with them that maybe something could be worked with, especially with them getting some bigger names like Cyberpunk and all that. Maybe they're weeding themselves in like weeds and slowly just converting them over.
Here. Go ahead, test it out.
Oh, join the dark side.
5 minutes later. How'd you like it? You want to try this one out?
You know, you could do more if we work between the lines here. That could be what's going on, which is very smart, in my honest opinion. Give them kind of one here, one there, seeing how they do, see how they like, seeing the reviews.
Or even for our phones and stuff, it's official thing now, but it used to be like a beta app through Xbox Cloud. And it was just, you could play certain mobile games or certain games on your phone. One time when Destiny was on the Xbox for free to play, I was in Florida, was able to play Destiny 2. It played terrible because it was... being cloud, but I was able to use my controller to my phone and play Destiny 2. Like, what if they implemented a Nintendo app for your phones, you know, but you have to have like a subscription of some sort, like Game Pass.
I can go with that.
And then they test that it works well on mobile, because I mean, the Switch 2 is basically a mobile device.
Well, that, and they're going a lot more mobile with a lot of things. They're the leaders of the mobile, I think. If that
works, they can test it on the handheld. And if it works well on the handheld, guess what? Xbox console.
Well, so there's many different things, which a lot of this could be all in talks, all we know, and we're speculating something that's going on. We don't know.
I know.
That'd be cool if that was, but...
Now,
I can see it going to like a phone app possibly and pay a subscription to play these games or whatever. I mean,
shoot, if you are part of the family membership or whatever it's called, you get access for it for free, I think it would be sweet. It's all ideas that they're probably already thought about, just me thinking about it now.
Yeah.
But also, you never know. These people have never even thought about it. Not even have a clue.
Never know.
Now, with the lack of the first-party games ruining competition, which, technically, like I said, PlayStation has a good thing of first-party games. We just already discussed about the Xbox's lack of the focus on if they should focus more on first-party games. And we discussed, like, no, they don't really don't need to because they're getting all the downloads. They're getting all the money from all platforms coming to them. They're getting their cut. They're doing whatever they can, blah, blah. And they know what to make, what to produce for the gaming community to make that money. It sucks. It's, you know, Call of Duty is one of them that they know they can put it out every year and get money.
There's people still enjoying the latest one, whatever it was called. I think it's Black Ops 6 or Black Ops 5? Something. 2,754.
I think it's somewhat, the lack of the first party games is somewhat ruining the competition to an extent, because it's like, for me, when I think of a single player game, I'm like, it's a PlayStation game normally.
The other issue is right now, everybody wants to be competitive. So right now, the multiplayers are all the hot seats at the moment.
Oh my god.
You can't have fun like you could back when we were kids 15, 20 or so years ago.
Whoa.
Yes, we're old. Get over it.
No. I was saying we have fun, but we're adults yelling like we were those 13-year-old kids playing Call of Duty.
Yes.
Now my family hears it, and then I get my wife and son are worried because I don't know what multiplayer we were. Oh, there was just a beeping on my GoPro shutting off.
No. I'm like, oh, what's...
It's all good. You didn't hear...
Well, this is the last one right here for me. Flashlight.
Shoot, no. I don't know what the beep was.
Oh.
That's plugged in. They're plugged in. I don't know what would make the beep noise. Continuing. We'll find out. I lost complete thought of what we were talking about. Thanks a lot, BP noise.
All right.
Continuing. What would make these companies, in your terms, to be better for the consumer and still make progression in the gaming tech and in their better titles?
Listen to the people.
Nice.
That's the biggest thing. And a lot of them say they do, yet they don't, because... Hell, Call of Duty is a perfect freaking example. They say they listen, and next one comes out, same stuff. Same mechanics, same this, same that.
And what sucks is it's...
I hate dissing on Call of Duty because I enjoy the game to an extent, but it's a perfect example of many different things.
Well, the main issue is usually the same issue for any multiplayer game. And that is cheaters. Cheaters and content that you're kind of forced to buy to even keep playing sometimes, I feel like, is another thing. So, I mean, I don't know anymore. It's stupid.
Story of multiplayer, unfortunately, these days.
And what sucks is I think right there, that is a huge lack of progression, is the first-person multiplayer, even just third-person multiplayer games, multiplayer casual games, like Call of Duties, your Battlefields. We haven't had a good Battlefield in, like, a few years, or I mean, like, few titles.
Yeah, it's been a little
while. The last one I liked and would kind of go back to would be like Battlefield 4. I don't know. We just recently played like Splitgate and PUBG, and it's just like I don't have a problem playing those games if it's like playing with a bunch of friends. Sadly, like, he don't like VRs.
No.
What about wait? Well, extraction shooters.
I can try again, but I haven't had any
I
enjoyment into
mean,
it.
Escape from Tarkov would be one, but
Well,
also
one we're gonna
there.
try again.
Yeah, we'll definitely try it. But there is one that's coming out later this year. It's called
Think I remember what was.
crap. It was they had
Because
a
it was on the showcase, wasn't it?
yeah. What was it? Ark Riders. Yeah, I think we should try that out. It's a third person extraction shooter. Had like
Is
has
that the
one.
one that everybody thought that was going to get a release date
Yeah, it
and
was supposed to. They wanted
that they
it.
overhyped it and
Well, they
shot
want it was.
themselves?
They thought it was gonna be Shadow Drop that same day, but it wasn't. It was being released in like October.
Yeah, they better hope that they still have a good footing because doing that stuff usually kills a game.
Yeah, but I think it would. It's gonna be good because.
We'll see when it comes out. If it comes out now.
I mean, it'll come out, and a lot of people really liked it, and these are coming from people who play Escape from Tarkov that I was
Gotcha.
getting that information from.
I'll give it a try.
I mean, what sucks is I don't know if it's free to play. I can't remember. I think it is.
Think it was saying it was free to play, but yeah, let's see more details once the release date drops, because then it will tell you everything you need to know.
At the end of tech and making games, do you think these consoles are bound to just be the next step being a PC? So, like, forward progress, we see that Xbox is making a handheld that it's going to be usable of all the launchers. Do you think, like, after this handheld deal, they'll keep putting more time in the handheld stuff? They already got a good ground in console stuff. Do you think their next thing is going to be like making full-fledged PCs, or do you think their next console is going to be very more pricey and more on the like PC inside? You know what I'm saying?
I see. Yeah, I see what you mean. I say it's going to be more combined mixture. They're testing with the handheld now. The next step is to go with a hybrid console PC style. That I don't see them going straight PC. That's going to shoot themselves in the foot because that's going to get way too pricey way too easily. Just because plus also we're going that. Which PC users understand this. And consoles, as far as I know, someone understand or do or don't, I don't know, is for PCs, you kind of constantly upgrade each part and everything. You can't just have a console and let it sit for 15 years and expect it to run the same. With a console, with the PC, you do that, you really feel it. Even with the game that you played on it at the start, when you first got it, you'll feel it. So I can see a hybrid. How down the line that goes, don't know.
I think if they do a hybrid of some sort, I think it's going to be like.
I mean, like more.
My son is telling her dog to shut up and go.
Well, I'm not meaning like a good full hybrid, but taking like a motherboard
I'm sorry, my
fix.
son. You told Appa to go. Which he's not wrong. She needs to shut up and just go outside.
She's so fluffy.
This
She's
is the
like, love me.
podcast where anything and everything goes. If you hear something, too bad. You don't. I'm sorry that you live in a perfect world and your kids shut up and your dogs be quiet when you need to do something that you enjoy doing. So I hope the next time you're playing Escape from Tarkov, or Call of Duty Warzone, or freaking stupid ass Counter-Strike opening cases, you don't get your gold skin of some sort, well, deal with it. Continuing.
I have an old Tesla. I just heard a shing. Cool. It was very light sound. I'm like, what the fuck? So he said gold skin. That was coincidental on that. I'm like, the
The
fuck?
cases, you open cases, you land on the cold, whatever, and it's like, it's supposed to be your money maker.
Yeah, no kidding.
You gotta spend 10 grand to make 15 grand.
Well, you'd be lucky with that first one.
We're not lucky.
I'm not even gonna try my
Actually,
hand.
I'm pretty lucky.
I'm not even close.
I'm not even trying now. That's a waste of money. I wish that never existed again. I wish they never brought that back.
Eh, gambling's gambling. It will come and it
You're
will
right,
go
but I
and it will
like
come back.
cardboard gambling.
It's just another form of gambling, though.
To be honest, I haven't cardboard gambled really very much as I used to because you can't find it anywhere.
It's because you're limited. That's why.
We already discussed this. We do see all gaming titles on all platforms sooner or later.
Nintendo's on the question mark. That's later in date. We'll see if that ever happens. They've been sticklers from the start, so they haven't really changed too much other than releasing, getting some games added on there that's new. So that might be the weeding I was talking about.
Now, regardless if games become on specified systems or on release on all systems, do you think games will be made physically? And will they be heading into an era of digital only? Now, on the same note, will this affect the progression of companies?
Well, we somewhat touched base on this on the last podcast, so
Yeah,
I don't
we
remember.
did discuss a little bit on it last episode, and we kind of.
Don't remember what we said, so I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, we want they
I remember we were
whether they
saying.
make it on physical or digital, I feel like it's gonna get purchased one way or another.
Yeah.
Now, if you it doesn't hurt to put it on physical and digital because it's gonna find its way to be purchased by said collector or gamer. Some people like me, I like to buy certain digital games, so like the Switch games, I love buying those physical for some reason. My PlayStation 4 games, I like buying those physical. If I got a PS5, I probably would like to buy physical as well. Whenever I started getting like the Xbox One when it first came out, and then like whenever I was getting the PC, I was like, man, digital's just good like this for some reason. Obviously, PC is digital only. Yeah, we
Hey,
don't have a disk drive.
yeah. So yeah, disk drives are pretty much almost obsolete now. You gotta buy a external portable style.
Yeah, when you just plug in your USB.
Just get it to work anymore. Which it's went more on the. And I think we agreed on it. It's going to go more of the digital era, but that's also
It will
using like.
take forever because we talked about the cassettes, the
Yeah,
DVDs,
it's going like
vinyls.
music. A lot of music's digital, but you still have the physicals around.
What's crazy is that you have the people who want the cool vinyls because, one, the art. The vinyl colors, the details, that stuff, the collecting version of it, it's so cool too. The digital and physical aspect, I think the lack of progression in that, if they do one or the other, I think they should give more to the consumer. I touched base with this with Shadow in stream, saying we have gone to a place now. Whether it's a physical or digital, paying $70 for a game and you only get base stuff. We used to get things day one release for a $60 game, for example. I'm bringing it up because it's a lot of this is being talked because, well, brought up because of Gears of War Reloaded, because it's being put on PlayStation 5. That was the main reason of this lack of progression between all platforms.
Yeah.
So, like, if I went to midnight release at GameStop for Gears of War 3, you get the game, but you would also get this, like, pre-order skin that you will only be able to get if you went to GameStop and you can only use it for multiplayer.
There you
And
got the
people will
extras.
be like, where'd you get that skin? How can I get it?
There you got the extras of getting the
And then,
collectors or whatever.
yeah, and if you got the collector's
Just not
edition,
anymore.
You get this huge statue. You get this other thing in here. You get this cool little letter. You get this other thing. Like,
I remember I got for WoW Cataclysm. I got the collector's thing, and it came with some cards. It came with a, and the biggest thing I enjoyed the most out of was the code to get in the game. You got a little, the dragon from, I can't remember the name of it, but you had a, it that would follow you around, and so you got a little miniature one. I'm like, to me, that was the best damn thing. I'm like, this was worth it.
Yeah, but that's not your favorite one.
No.
Your favorite one's the, Dead Island? Is that it?
Or...
It was a,
I'm talking about collector stuff?
Yeah.
No, my favorite would be probably... Because I got the collector for Skyrim, so I got the dragon with this little thing. I think my favorite, honestly, is my Bioshock Infinite. Because I have the Songbird that's about yay big. It's like about 10 inches or so.
What's the other thing I was thinking about? Is it Dead Island? Or
what I did it? Get the Dead Island.
It was a zombie
Dead Island girl
thing?
Yep, from Dead Island 2. It came with,
no, not Dead Island 2.
Yeah.
Dead Island 2 is the newest one that just released. Like,
okay, Riptide. Sorry, that Riptide, to me is 3, not 2.
Nah.
I hate when they do that, because it's confusing, because you say 2, and you're like, oh, you mean that? No, I mean this one. Like, they changed the name.
So Bioshock Infinite is technically 3 now.
Yes.
But it's Infinite.
Would be 3. But once you play that, you'll see why it's called Infinite.
Yes, I know.
It has a meaning.
I get
a
it.
A deep meaning that shut connects.
Up. Here he goes. This guy
yes.
obsessed with PoE Bioshock.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Hey, it's, when it's good, oh, it's good.
You also have the Dishonored mask, don't you?
Darksiders. Darksiders 2.
That's
that Death's Mask.
What do I got?
I was lucky to keep that, actually, because that was...
Actual video game.
That was technically ex-wife's, and she didn't want it.
If you want to count the Gears of War 3, Xbox 360. I don't know if that was part of the DLC, the Cade statue. I got both Horizon or Forbidden West.
Yeah, you got lucky on those ones.
Yes, and then I got Thor's Hammer from God of War Ragnarok. That's all gaming, isn't it?
I say, yeah, statue-wise, I'm kind of on par with you, I think, with those. But I have a ton of different art cases, because I have, like, the art case from Assassin's Creed 3. I got the art case. I think I still have the Gears steel case.
Gears 2 had the steel case, right?
Whichever one it was, I don't know.
I think Gears 2 had a steel case. Gears
I enjoy the 3 steel
had a Marcus statue. I really want to buy that one.
Yeah,
it's him kneeling with the Lancer. It's super yeah. cool. Also, it came with like a big
there's so tag. So many cool statues.
What's crazy,
but they're so cool.
There's some cool ones, like legit, like metaled statues of like a boomer from Gears of War.
Hmm.
That thing's expensive. I mean,
well, it's gonna be a metal.
Super expensive. I mean, thousands.
And that's a perfect example of like physical copy. You make it, it's like Bill Mitchell. You build it, they will come.
But listen, I'm that person who likes to buy into that realm, and it gets too expensive for the guy down here who complains, hey, you're the reason why everything's getting too expensive. Quit buying all the nostalgia games, buddy. Why don't you just emulate it? Why don't you 3D print that thing that you want so bad that's
back on $100? This.
That guy ticks me off. Hope you listen to this. Just kidding.
Nah, I can get the 3D printing. I can. But it's still not the same as having the actual statue that came with it.
I think I like... the reason I like 3D printing, one, there's ones that are super cool. I got the Deadpool one that I don't see anybody else having. And I want to... I do need to paint it.
Yes, you do.
I need to paint it to what Deadpool looks like. I got the Hulk one, same thing. I need to sand it and paint them.
I still think you need that next to your desk, so anybody comes down here to invade you, just chuck it and say, the Hulk be with you.
No, I'm going to make sure the Lancer doesn't have like the orange tip at the end, and then I'm going to just point it, and they'll be like, we're out, sorry. Actually, I do have something else that actually will scare him away, but I won't say that during the podcast because I don't want it canceled.
Yeah, no kidding.
But no, that pretty much sums up our thoughts, what we come from, what we want for gaming industries to progress, to make it feasible for all gamers in the community to play all games on all platforms with not a hitch or a problem. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. Catch us on Discord or Twitch channels. You can find those usually in the description of our YouTube video for the podcast, episode 5, or every episode.
Which we're going to stop counting.
I will eventually stop counting, but the number will still be on.
Yes, because we're going to forget, and we're going to go back and forth for 10 minutes and go, what the hell are you at?
We'll make it special when it's like every
100,
50, 50,
25.
100. Yeah, every 50 sounds good, I think. I don't know. We'll All right, guys. It. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. We'll catch you in the next one.
Later.